You're listening to Avraham Chazaru, Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Yoma, Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, and we are live from my sukkah, and we are going to take it from the top of Tes Vav Amud Beis, second line. We have been analyzing the opinion of Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. We saw, he's a Tana that we saw quoted a daf ago. Basically, there's the standard approach of the Karma Talmud, as explained by Chazal, the opinions of the Chachamim, which is that you first go to the northeast corner, and do one sprinkling, one what's called a matnas dam, one sprinkling would go on two corners, and then he would go around to the opposite, to the southwest, and he would do again a sprinkling of two corners. Meaning one sprinkling on two corners. Now, Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah said that the first half was done like that, indeed, like the Chacham say, but the second half was actually done in two separate matnos dam. So there were three sprinklings, essentially, once on the northeast corner, and then once on the west, and once on the south side, west and south side. And we were asking about why that is. That's what Tes Vav Amud Aleph discussed. Why does he hold that? And he holds it because the pasuk of the Karban Tamid mentions that there's a Karban Chatas that's al olasa tamid, and the Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah interprets that to mean that there's a certain chatas quality to the Karban Tamid. So the Karban Tamid, even though it's really technically an ola, there's a certain chatas quality. Which quality in particular? The fact that the chatas, normally you do two sprinklings, which is on two sides, which is two, as opposed to the Karban Tamid. So we do it half ola and then half chatas. And the Gemara was trying to understand and challenging different aspects of Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. So let's take a look at the second line on Tes Vav Amud Beis. Maishna de yohiv ola bereisha v'hoder yohiv de chatas. Nisiv, so why is it, according to Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, that we do the Ola, Avoda first, or Ola style first, and then the Chatas, meaning that we said that when it comes to a Karban Ola, typically you have a sprinkle, one sprinkle on the corner, which will be on two sides. However, by a Chatas, you have one sprinkle per side. You don't try to cut corners and do one sprinkling on the corner to do two sides. So, according to Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, we start off as if it's an ol and then go into a chatas. So the Gemara is asking, why don't we just reverse it? Why doesn't the chatas break? So nesiv bereisha de chatas v'hadar nesiv de ola. So we should do the chatas part first. Why does he choose to do all of our ola style first? So the Gemara says, very simple. Kevan de ola, since it's actually, at the end of the day, it is a karban ola, he kadma bereisha, that's going to go first. Okay, very simple. Umayishno de yohiv mizrachis tsefonis. Why does he do the northeast, umaravis deromis, and the southwest, right? Those are the two corners we choose. Northeast and southwest. Nisiv deromis mizrachis, why don't we do, I don't know, southeast, vahadar tzvonis umaravis, and then northwest, right? Well, and Mishmachlok has shown him whether this would actually be a question on the opinion of the Chachamim as well. Anyway, the Gemara says, Omri, because so they say, Ola to Una Yesod. The Ola requires the Yesod. The Yesod, so Rashi explains, is that there's a certain amma-wide border that went around at least three sides of the Mizbeach. And the Karen Dromis Mizrachis Lo Hava Le Yesod. And the the southeast corner did not have a yesod. So there, and Rashi over here discusses the Gemara and Zvachim, how we see that it needs to be sprinkled on the yesod, but we would not want to do it on the southwest corner, because the southwest corner does not have this amma-wide border going around the Mizbeach. Okay. So Maishna Diyahav Bereisha Mizrachas Tzifonis. Okay, so we've accepted, again, if we can't do it on the southeast corner, and we, again, we, and obviously we, if we're doing it two sprinklings, we need to do it on two opposite corners, two corners that are, you know, completely opposite from each other. And if southeast is out of the question, so we have no choice but to say northeast and southwest. So the Gemara now has accepted that those are the two sides, those are the two corners that we sprinkle on. But the question is, Maishna diyohi bereisha mizrachas tzafonis, v'hadar maravis deromis, nisi bereisha maravis deromis, v'hadar mizrachas tzafonis. Why do we do the northeast first and then the southwest? Let's do the southwest first and then the northeast. The Gemara says, Kevon da'amar mar, since the master said, Kol pinos sha'ata pone, all the corners that you turn, lo yuhu ela derech yamin lemizrach. You should always turn towards the right to the mizrach. Bereisha bahu paga, and at the beginning, that's what he encounters. Meaning that when he's facing Rashi explains that. Let's say the ramp is southward, right? There's, I mean, imagine the mizbeach is a square, and then you have a ramp coming out that people can go up. So we imagine the Kohen as if he was going to be going up the ramp. Now, even if he doesn't go up the ramp for sprinkling for a Karban Ola, for a Karban Chatas, he actually would, because he had to sprinkle on the higher part of the Mizbeach. But imagine that the Kohen is standing by the ramp, which is the south side. Now, if you're going to turn right, so you're first going to go, right, so the first corner you meet is going to be the southeast side. You're not going to do it on the southeast side, however, because that doesn't have a yesod, so you're going to keep going. And the next corner you find is the northeast. That's like the first corner that you encounter that has the yesod. So you sprinkle there. And then you would keep going, and then, you know, you, so the next corner you would be exposed to, meaning the Kohen doing the avoda after the northeast would be the northwest, but that's not going to help you, because you have to get to the southwest. So then you go around and do the southwest the second time. Hopefully that was clear. But basically, the first one you encounter is the northeast if you're turning right. So that's why the northeast is the first one, and then southwest is the second one. Now the Gemara asks the final question. I believe this is the final one. Umimaydeba ola hudakam rachmana avid ba maisachatas. How do you know that what the pasuk means to tell us is that the karban ola has to have a chatas quality to it? Dilma bechatas hu deka amarachmana v'avid ba maisa ola. Maybe it's telling us that the chatas should have an ola quality to it, right? You're telling me, right? We're trying to say that the carbon tumet over here, it's an ola, that the pasuk says that it's that there's a chatas al olasa tamid. Maybe the comparison is trying to teach me that chatas that we're talking about, the chatas of Rosh Chodesh, that should be, have an ola quality to it. Not that the ola of the Tamid should have a chatas quality. So the Gemara says, "Lo sakadai, don't think to say it, because the pasuk says, al olas hatamid yeseven isko. And it's on the olas hatamid, which pashtub shot means in addition to. But it's saying, my kamarachman, what's the Torah saying? Midi de chatas, an aspect of the chatas, Shadi a'ola, is thrown onto the ola. So the pasuk saying al olasa tamid, on the olasa tamid, means that we're imposing a chatas quality upon the ola of the tamid. Okay, so now at this point we have accepted the approach of Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah and how he understands the halachas of the Karban Tamid. Now the Gemara is changing the discussion, and Rashi even points out that this next discussion is not really directly relevant to what we're talking about at all. It's just a similar structure to what to how he just presented it. Rashi says over here, Tanan Hosam, Maseches Tamid, Velo Shayach, it's not Shayach to make the Mikvaya Begamara, Dioma, El Mishun de Mairi Le'el, Beshinoi Kahai Gamda. Basically, we saw a very interesting approach where we said, Man Tana, Seder Yoma, and then we said, Rishimon Isha Mitzvah. So we said, who is the Tana of this? And then we like threw out a suggestion, it's Rishimon Isha Mitzvah, and it wasn't really clear that it was really him. And that this whole presentation, so the Gemara is about to do a very similar thing. So basically, the Gemara quoted a not so related. You'll see, it's still based on Mikdash related. It's based on Karvan Tamid, but it's not related to our direct concept and topic. But it's a similar structure. So the Gemara brings it here. So anyway, let's take a look. Tan Hosam, we learned in the Mishnah over there in Tamid. Amar Lahem Hamamuna, the Mamuna, the one appointed. Rashi says the Skan HaKohanim, the deputy Kohen Gadol. He would say to them, go out and bring a lamb from the Lishkas Beis HaTaloyim, the chamber of the House of Lambs. It was one of the chambers in the Beis HaMikdash. V'halo Lishkas HaTaloyim ha'isav v'miktsoa tzivonis maravis. And indeed, the Lishkas HaTaloyim, the chamber of the lambs, was in the middle of Miktsoa, Tzivonis Maravis. It was in the northwest corner. Okay. The Arba Lishachos Hayusham, and there were four chambers there, right? Achas, so there's, we're talking about this big space that's called, there's a base of Mokad, like the, which is like the house of the chamber or room of fire. It's actually, there's actually two. There's like a large one and a small one, but we're talking about the large one. And it had four lishachos. It has four like chambers. So achas lishkas ha-tzloyim, achas lishkas ha-chasamos. One was the chamber of sheep, of lambs. One was the chamber of chasamos, of seals. Really, in this context, it means receipts. Rashi explains that it's so interesting. They had like a little like makolet, like a little supermarket in the Beis HaMikdash. One of the chambers, people had to bring various flower offerings and wine libations, solas and nesachim with karbanos. So they would go to a certain certain kohen who was behind the desk, and they would pay a certain amount of money, and he would give them a receipt that they would then go to a different chamber, and they would give accordingly a certain amount, the amount of flour he needed, the amount of wine he needed. So this was in the Lishkas Chasamos, V'achas Lishkas Beis HaMokeid, and one was the chamber of the Beis HaMokeid, which is the house of a fire. So it's like a smaller room of fire where the Kohanim would heat themselves up, especially because when it was cold, and there's a cold floor in the Beis HaMikdash, and they're walking barefoot, Rashi points out, there's Yechefim, so they were able to warm themselves here. V'achas lishkas she'osin ba'lechem upon him, and the fourth was the chamber where they had the lechem upon him. But so we're going to see. So we have these four chambers over here, and we mentioned that the northwest, right? Tzvonis Maravis, the northwest, was the chamber of the sheep. Uriminhu, but we're challenging this we're from another Mishnah. This Mishnah is found in Midos. It says, Arba Lishachos Hayu LeBeis HaMokeid. There were four chambers in the Beis HaMokeid. And again, there's a large Beis HaMokeid and a small Beis HaMokeid. Kikitonios HaPesuchos LeTraklin. And they were like smaller rooms that were open up to one like larger hall. Shtayim Bakodesh V'Shtayim Bachol. Two of them were in a sanctified portion of the Beis HaMikdash, and two were in the unsanctified place. V'Rosh Pispasim of Dilan Bain Kodesh Lachol, and there are these like large posts lined throughout this Beis HaMokeid's place to separate between the two chambers that were Kodesh and the two chambers that were Chol. This is important because some people who were Tameh were not able to go into the Kodesh. Anyway, Umahayu Mishamshos, and what were they used for, these four rooms? So Maravis Deromis, the southwest, not the northwest, but the southwest over here, Hayasa Lishkas Tali Karbon. That was the chamber of the lambs of the Karbon. So this is right, not what we just saw. Deromis Mizrach, not meaning, so now we see at least one stira between Tamid and between Midos. Deromis Mizrachis, he lishka shahayu osin balechem upon him. The southeast was the one for the lechem upon him. Mizrachis tzifonis, the northeast, ba ganzu beis chashmenai avne mizbeach sheshakasum malchei obdechachavim. That's where they were, the chashmenayim, where they buried the or hid away the stones of the mizbeach that the kings of the idolaters, i.e. the Greeks, made disgusting, made abominable by bringing their, you know, they brought a pig as a carbon on it, and they brought carbonos to Avodah Zarah on this Mizbeach. So the Chashmonaim broke apart the Mizbeach, and the stones were sanctified, so they put them away in this room, one of these chambers. And finally, Tzvonis Maravis, the northwest, Ba Yordin Lebeis HaTvila. In it, through this chamber, they would go down to tovel themselves if the Kohanim who were sleeping there overnight became a Baal Keri overnight, so they would go into this over here. So anyway, we have a stira between the Mishnah and Midos and Mishnah and Tamid. Rav Huna said, Man Tana Midos, who is the Tana of Midos? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. He is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and seemingly the Tamid would be the Chachamim, and that's how he explains the stira. And then we'll hold it here inside, because now we're going to quote the Mishnah that where we see this Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. But so far the point is that we have the same structure over here where Rav Huna, and Rav Huna strikes again, because I believe it was Rav Huna. I'm just checking on Dalid Amud Beis. It was Rav Huna there as well who said Man Tana Tamid Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. So Rav Huna here as well asks that very same question: who is the Tana of this? And explains the stira by explaining that it's a different Tana, Das Yachid, against the Chachamim.